We have our slowdown around the interchange on I-85 southbound and a little bitty slowdown as you head north on I-65. The boulevard is real crowded this afternoon. Look out around the Troy Highway. There's a lot of congestion between Vaughan Road and the Atlanta Highway. And the Atlanta Highway itself is pretty jammed up all the way from the downtown area all the way out to Taylor Road. Be extra careful, watch the traffic around you, and let's get our weekend started safely. Get ready for fall at Midtown Plaza. Shop Profession Ale, Foot Locker, Boost Mobile, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company Development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Now that the use of industrialized hemp is legal since the Farm Bill of last year, products made from it have become the rage because they work. They work in harmony with your body. We're not talking about marijuana. We're talking about products that you can find at the CBD store. I don't remember the last time a store has hit the map like this store has, because people have been waiting for these products to be available for a long time. At the CBD store, they have oil tinctures, water solubles, gummies, soft gel capsules, and people are reporting great success with animals, especially when it comes to treating pain. If you have an older pet, talk to them about how the CBD store can help you sleep better, reduce pain. Marisa and Laurie at this store, which is easy to find. It's at the east end of the East Chase Plaza. Go to Minnie Brown Parkway. Go south just a block or two and turn in by the Renfro's Adams Drugs. You'll see him in the plaza along the west side. Your CBD store. And Marisa and Laurie have all the expertise you could possibly want and can get you hooked up with the correct products. If you want to call ahead, it's 593-0818. They're open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Get with the latest in self-care. The CBD store.
Holy macro. Did you see what's going on with the price of gold? It's climbing. It's going up. It's well over $1,400 again. Wow. And at Marguerite's, we can design things for you, or we can make things out of your old gold. That's right. Trade your old gold in for something brand new. Let us make something new out of it. Or you can even turn it in for a check. We'll buy, trade, sell, swap, anything you could dream of. But gold's going through the roof. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police have launched a homicide investigation after a deadly shooting at a downtown McDonald's. The shooting happened just after 10 last night in the 2200 block of Madison Avenue. Police tell us 20-year-old Tyreek Moon was shot and pronounced dead at the scene. No word on what led to the shooting and no arrests have been made so far. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. The new Spring Hill Suites opens today. The hotel is a $14 million project that transformed the old Bishop Parker building across from Riverwalk Stadium in downtown Montgomery. State officials will be taking a closer look at the election process in Montgomery's upcoming runoff on October 8th. You may remember in last week's mayoral race, it took at least an hour and a half before numbers were released. Secretary of State John Merrill says a team of individuals will go to the 46 polling sites in the city of Montgomery and will monitor the elections process for the runoff. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our rain prospects for the next few days, not very good. In fact, the intense heat continues through the early part of next week at least. For tonight, clear skies, overnight low temperature 71. Tomorrow and Sunday, with a high temperature near 100 both days, the rain chances are 10% at best. Lows at night in the low 70s. And then by Monday and Tuesday, well, the high temperature Monday, 100, upper 90s Tuesday, with widely scattered storms returning on Monday, Tuesday, and probably Wednesday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to Happy Hour. Joey Clark sitting in the captain's chair for Greg Budell. He'll be back Monday, but for now, I have the reins. Here right now is Eddie Bader.
Hello.
And Seth Spotlow.
Woo, I'm digging this.
I know.
Yeah, Jack White.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Stepping up your game, Joe.
I'm a Sisyphean dreamer. My tibia and femur hold the weight of the world.
Yeah.
Good cool words.
Cool lyrics, yeah.
Cool lyrics.
And people say rock is dead.
Yeah.
And this is something I've been saving. Because I'm not really an authority. I can't speak on it very much. I'm so caught up in having a purple high. That means listening to the music of His Royal Badness Prince. Let me be clear.
All right. Glad you cleared that up.
All right. Right. It's lyrics from the song All the Critics Love You in New York. Right. It's time for a new direction. Time for jazz to die. Fourth day of November, we need a purple high. It's a...
Sure, Joey.
Reference.
We know you love Prince.
Right.
Yep. For more
so, I, because I've been so into that, I don't know, say, music of really well of bands like Tool.
Oh.
And it does seem Loudwire, the metal publication, reported it looks like Tool's new album is going to overtake Taylor Swift.
Never.
Number one.
Never,
who's that
Joey?
Band?
Never.
So what's the deal with this new album, Seth?
It's been a long time, like 4,860 some days.
Wow.
Since the last album was out, which is like 13 years.
Yeah.
And they're everything they've done has been unique and different, and it's just, I mean,
have you heard any of the new album?
Oh yes, of course, man.
Is it?
I haven't
live up to the long wait.
Yeah, it's what you think it would be. I mean, they didn't let me down. I was happy. Some people were like, why didn't he sing more? It's like the dude's 55. Okay?
Fair
he's
enough.
Like 3 foot tall, and he is old.
Yeah.
You know? And he's been doing this since the early 90s, man. Probably before then.
Right.
But, I mean, that's a long time to be singing screaming opera.
Screaming, yeah.
Right, right.
Screaming
opera.
Oh, and I love, though, seeing like all these articles about the death of rock music, and then all of a sudden Taylor Swift is knocked off by Tool. Like, that's pretty cool to me.
Oh, it was so great, man. And I posted that a couple days ago,
nice,
and
right.
Like, people loved it. And I was like, you guys are great.
Yeah.
Not everybody sucks.
No, I teased folks before the last hour ended with this article on Deadspin about this football league was built for girls who love to hit. And, I'm all, if women want to play tackle football, fine, but it goes into all the intricacies of why aren't the schools providing us the Title IX funds in order to give us a girls tackle football league in middle school and high school? Like, the simple answer, guys, is you're the first ones to do it.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it used to be Powder Puff, right?
Well, that's a different thing.
Isn't that a different thing?
Yeah, it's a little different.
Yeah. Oh,
it's a little... It's not the same thing. The flag football's not the same thing.
Oh, is it flag?
Yeah, powder puff football is usually flag. Or, I mean, there's some powder puff leagues that were more like watching scantily clad babes.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
It didn't seem like the demographic was a female audience they were shooting for.
But now, I have seen that, I think it's negligee football or something like that, and I've seen some YouTube clips. Those girls... They go at it. Man.
Oh, sure.
I mean,
no,
they got
and I'm looked at clips
helmets
here.
And pads. That's it.
These young girls. I mean, playing young football,
they're hitting football,
and they're hitting hard, and they want a league. And I think if they want to put together a league, all power to
Heck
them.
Yeah.
It's just that it's so amazing to me, like all the legal hoops you have to jump through these days in order to just do something as simple as let's have a football league.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Oh, you're ignorant of the process, Joey. There's a reason we have these safeguards and checks and rules in order to get the federal funding, make sure no corruption. Fine. But it's just astounding. Like, it's a game. With the ball. Like, if you can't get authorization from the school, go start your own league. Well, but the liability and the legal issue. It's like, oh my God.
Sign this paper.
So much is now regulated. It's just unreal.
It's ridiculous, you know, with all the permissions and all. I remember growing up, we had a trampoline in the neighborhood, so My mother used to make us, you know, we had to get a note from the people's mother that they wouldn't sue us if something happened on the trampoline.
Right.
And even then, I'm like 9 or 10 years old going, like, this is going to hold up.
Right.
You know, me and my buddy are in the basement writing the note because we can't find his mom, scribbling, forging her name, you know, just so we can come jump on the trampoline.
Now, we have some more drama. The girls' football league story is so long and detailed and intricate, I can't really give you a bottom line other than a few girls out in, I believe, Utah are trying to start up a league. They're having to go through all sorts of legal hoops with the school districts in order to get a league started officially through the schools. It's long. You can look it up on Deadspin. It's interesting. But, I mean, the tone of the article is... I get tired of, like, when you're fighting for rights or you're fighting for just participation in something. Why do we have to be so... Like, what's holding us back? And it's this publicity-like right. thing that what's the systematic oppression keeping us? No, just do it.
Yeah, just do it.
And they are. And all power to these young ladies, these young girls that are doing this. All power to you.
They're going to have to jump through some hoops, but it'll be totally worth it in the end when they're doing what they love.
Right. You know, here is another. There's some reason when it comes to like young kids playing sports, there's always adults that want to create drama.
Oh, yeah.
The politics of it. When I played football, I played baseball, when I played basketball, there was always that one parent where it's like...
Oh, you met my mom, too?
But this is like a mix of politics with it, like true politics, not just in like backyard or office or family politics. This is from Salt Lake City, Utah, as well. That fans displaying the Betsy Ross flag, you know, that's the American flag with 13 stars in a circle.
Made some money off that.
They were told to take it down or leave while they were attending a soccer game. Team management apparently confirmed that this was team policy. Quote, at Real Salt Lake, it is our mission to unify our community through soccer, and we promote inclusion, diversity, and acceptance. It is important that everyone in the community not only feel welcome at our stadiums, but appreciated, respected, and valued. Rio Tinto Stadium is reflective of that on match day, and we encourage a unifying and welcoming environment to all fans of all our RSL and Utah Royals FC matches. To be permitted to bring a flag into any of our stadiums is a privilege. Recently, and very controversially, as well as surprising to us, the Colonial flag has been adopted as a symbol for hate groups. Any controversial flags or other similar banners or signs with symbols of hatred, divisiveness, or intolerance, whether intentional or otherwise, will not be permitted in our stadiums, period. Now, I think I was wrong here. Real Salt Lake sounds like a full-blown soccer league. This is not kids. This is unreal, though. Like, the last sentence is what drives me nuts. Any controversial flags or other similar banners or signs with symbols of hatred, divisiveness, and or intolerance, whether intentional or otherwise. So wait. So you can just be you don't intend to be racist. Like, you're celebrating your country. Number one, because the Betsy Ross flag looks pretty freaking cool, man.
Accidentally.
I first saw it when I was watching the Barack Obama inauguration. You had two huge ones on either side of the podium. They looked awesome. It's like, you know, for the first black president to carry that history forward while hearkening back to the founding and the fight for our independence? No. Because some racist idiots start waving the Betsy Ross flag, now that's inherently what the flag means.
That's what I don't get. You're terrible. That one idiot.
What are you doing? What are people doing? Like, why are you giving these groups that are very tiny in number, this much power, to redefine what a traditional American symbol means? It's just bonkers.
It's the media, man.
It's just
they tell us what's ridiculous. Going on, and people believe, and then whatever they say goes.
It's utter balderdash.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's a good way to put it, buddy.
Balderdash.
Yeah, it is balderdash.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we need to hit a break. You're listening to Happy Hour. This is not the Joey Clark Radio Hour yet. This is, well, Joey Clark 4-hour marathon every day. I would say thank you for the opportunity. I love the opportunity, Blue Water Broadcasting. I'm happy to fill in for you, Greg, but It's a long day, to say the least. It's a long day. But we are still taking requests before the Joey Clark Radio Hour. So if you want to request something you'd like to hear, 272-9228 is the phone number. 272-9228. And, of course, if you can't listen to the Joey Clark Radio Hour, where can you find it, Seth? There's podcasts, right?
All over the place, man. You can have Joey in your pocket everywhere you go.
I like the sound of that.
Me too.
Yeah, and if you like subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Google Play or Stitcher or SoundCloud, Spotify. Yeah, anywhere podcasts are pretty much available, and you subscribe and you set notifications.
Bam.
Whenever I post the podcast right after the show's
done,
you'll get a nice little vibration right there in that pocket of yours.
It lets me know that Joey wants to talk to me.
Exactly.
Joey's in your pocket.
Exactly. And for most of my life, these two gentlemen can attest, I'm quite a hermit.
Quite.
But when I want to talk, I talk. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. We are rolling into the Friday 5 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic has a couple of accidents in Prattville to tell you about. We have one on Cobbs Ford Road at McQueen Smith Road. We also have one in the 1900 block of Cobbs Ford Road at Jameson Drive. The traffic on the interstates is looking pretty good this afternoon. We do have our slowdown around the interchange on I-85 southbound and a little bitty slowdown as you head north on I-65. The boulevard is real crowded this afternoon. Look out around the Troy Highway. There's a lot of congestion between Vaughn Road and the Atlanta Highway. And the Atlanta Highway itself is pretty jammed up all the way from the downtown area all the way out to Taylor Road. Be extra careful, watch the traffic around you, and let's get our weekend started safely. Get ready for fall at Midtown Plaza. Shop Profession Ale, Foot Locker, Boost Mobile, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Dr. Sidman Azibo. I called the bakery this morning because I tried to find out from you because my wife, we don't have the electricity at our home because, you know, pay the bill. But I tried to find out from you how much do you charge if I bring my biscuits by and you bake my biscuits for me.
I don't think I can do that, sir.
Why not, ma'am? I just need to bring back the biscuits and my bacon, and we have some barbecued rotisserie goat, and we just need that cooked right quick. And I have my money, ma'am. I don't ask for free. I don't ask for handout.
Well, sir, it's not the matter that you have the money or not. See, I can't bake something for you, and you take it out of here. Something should happen.
But it's my biscuits. Those are my biscuits. I bring in myself, ma'am, because we don't have electricity, and
sir,
we eat the biscuits.
If you come up here, we got biscuits and stuff that you can buy that's already baked.
I know, but I like the Hungry Jacks because they have the little the Pillsbury man, and you hit them in the belly, and he makes the noise, and the biscuits have layers. Because
and what is your name, sir?
My name is Dr. Sitman Azibo. I am from the Nigeria.
Oh, okay.
I come to the America 4 years ago. Please don't be a biscuit hater, ma'am. Don't.
I'm not a biscuit hater.
Yes, you, ma'am. You are biscuit blocking. You are biscuit blocking on me. And I'm trying to find out because I will give you some of the rotisserie goat if that is what you like. Because I am very smart because I am doctor. I went to college and you did not go to the college. And that is why I am smart.
So I can transfer you to a store manager?
I do not want to transfer.
Okay, well, sir, I can't bake the biscuits for you.
Can do you have butter? Can you just give me some butter in a go cup so I can have some butter for my biscuits?
I will buy the butter for you if you want the butter, sir.
If I buy the butter, can you put it in the oven and melt it for me so I can have something to dip my raw biscuits in? And me
sir,
and my
the
children.
The only thing I can do. We sell biscuits here. You can buy our biscuits.
If I buy the biscuits there, will you bake them for me there?
It has to be a product that I bake in the bakery, sir.
Well, if I bring the biscuits to the bakery, then they will be inside the bakery. I just do not want to eat raw biscuits, ma'am, because
you don't have to eat a raw biscuit, sir. You can buy biscuits that's already baked.
Because you dip them in that butter, and it makes your stomach very, very, and you have that loose booty. You get that loose booty, and
sir, this got to be a joke.
And you sit on the toilet, and then your booty starts clapping. You make your booty clap, make it slap. Talk to me now, because you'll be walking around the house, and you have the gas, and you and the gas, and it smells so bad, because
okay, sir, I'm
going to
transfer you, okay?
No, ma'am. I don't want to be. I don't want to be. So goodbye, ma'am.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This Christmas on the Hallmark Channel. No matter if you're naughty or very, very naughty indeed. Everybody is getting something.
Oh, what up, man?
How was the concert?
Sucked.
I mean, my buddies got busted for drinking in the parking lot. Santa's not bringing me anything this year.
Ah, don't worry about it, man. You always get a visit from something, Claus.
Who's that?
Yeah. Everybody getting something. Everybody getting something. Go to dinner, but he had other plans. He said she was domineering, tried to take her diamond earrings, said that she was profiteering, soon he would be disappearing. She got mad, was on fire, took a knife, slashed his tires, pulled a full-on Richard Pryor. Santa said, you no longer qualify, but you know what I say, everybody's getting something. Sometimes 50s. Cash. And where am I getting this cash? Hey, man, we don't need to talk about that. Everybody's been naughty. Everybody's got flaws. If you've been crossed off Santa's list, here comes something more. Here's a story about Marcus. He's working for the man. Works super long hours. Does everything he can. One day he had all he could handle. Threw a fit and caused a scandal. Broke his computer into shambles. The mess he made was quite substantial. Everybody's getting something. Everybody's getting something. Oh, you sweating Santa being mad at you? What you thought y'all was friends? He sees you when you're sleeping. That's weird. I'm gonna tell you something about it. He hit somebody with that slate. Don't like to talk about it.
Everybody's been naughty. Everybody's got flaws. If you've been crossed off Santa's list, here comes something wrong.
Let me tell you this, though. Was a long time ago.
Mrs. Claus started our conversation. Both of us felt a sweet sensation. So we agreed on recreation. Brought me inside, made some cocoa. She served me pumpkin risotto. Santa walked in and said, that's a no-no. But you know what I say? Everybody's getting something. Everybody getting something.
Oh, welcome back. Welcome back to Happy Hour. Now, at this point on a Friday, I mean, I usually have very little clue what I'm doing, but at this one on a Friday, I'm way too far gone to give a damn. I mean, there's more stuff in the pile here, but I don't actually, you know, waste paper because I care about the planet.
Save a tree.
Unlike people like Greg and Barron, who print all these huge stacks up, just ruining the trees out there.
I love the beginning of most Barron shows. You hear the stapler.
Hold on, I'm getting my stuff ready.
And that's their style. I like to, you know, preserve paper. I just save it on my phone right here. And
you're so techy.
I know. I'm so cool. But five surprising facts. I'm on this big climate kick because everybody's freaked out about it.
You explain it so well.
Well, I have articles right in front of me.
Well, even when you don't have articles right in front of you, you explain it very well.
You can break it down.
Yeah.
Well, somebody has put together five surprising facts about the climate from reputable journals like Science, the journal Science, Nature. Like, these are journals that we can all cite. For instance, the Arctic and Antarctic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Arctic and Antarctic.
Right.
Like I said, been a long day, folks. They're doing better than ever. I guarantee it. Yes, you read that right. The 10,000-year Holocene paleoclimatology records reveal that both the Arctic and Antarctic are in some of their healthiest states. The only better period for the poles was the 17th century, and we're not talking about the Polish people, my people. No, but for the North and South Pole was the 17th century during the Little Ice Age, when the ice mass levels were higher than today's. For the larger part of the past 10,000 years, the ice mass levels were lower than today's. Despite huge losses in recent decades, ice mass levels are at or near their historic highs.
Wait a minute. So what you're saying is we're gaining ice, not losing ice?
Yeah.
Sounds like we're having a freeze.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I don't know of the current trend, but we're, in general terms, like thousands of years, we're above average. So interesting.
Are going pretty well.
Oh, yeah, by the way, another surprising fact. Temperature increases in the past were not caused by humans. Industrialization obviously didn't happen until at least the 17th century.
Correct.
Therefore, no prior changes in climate were driven by human emissions of carbon dioxide. In the last 2,000 years alone, global temperatures rose at least twice around the 1st and the 10th centuries to levels very similar to today's. And neither of those warm periods were caused by humans. Oh, and then this one is just juicy.
Ooh.
Polar bears and other species.
But I love me some polar bears.
But polar bears, they're not dying.
No.
They're flourishing, in fact.
Yes, they are.
If you've paid any attention to the previous fact, then the following one is not hard to understand. Polar bears, often used as a symbol of climate doomsday, are one of the key species to the Arctic. Contrary to the hype surrounding their extinction fear, the population numbers have actually increased in the past two decades. Last year, the Canadian government, you know, the Great White North?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Take off, eh?
Eh. The Canadian government considered increasing polar bear killing quotas. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah. Well, if you've ever seen one, they're kind of big.
Yeah, and if you don't, then they will kill you.
They will hunt you from well over a mile away. What's that smell? Ooh, that's human. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, but they're thinking about increasing the quotas of killing polar bears because these increasing number of bears pose a threat to the Inuit communities living in that part of the world. So who do you care about more, you bougie white liberals?
Killers.
Who do you care about more, you woke skull progressives? Do you care more about the indigenous peoples of Canada, or do you care about the bears?
I care more about the indigenous people myself.
I care about polar bear jackets.
All right,
Cruella. Cruella DeVille.
Exactly.
Let's see who this is on the phone. News Talk, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Jenny. I just wanted to put a word of warning out there to those in traffic.
Okay.
About just below the path, it starts backing up. I'm not sure exactly how far it goes, but I could see almost to Ann Street.
Say that again. Hold on. Say that again. You broke up for a second on the key detail.
85 South. Okay. Between the boulevard and probably at least Ann Street is really moving very slowly, if at all.
Mm. Okay. Well, I appreciate the word.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's something that we do every day, and thank God. I'm getting my old Catholics coming at me. I'm doing the sign of the cross. I need to genuflect, but I'm already sitting.
You need a what?
Genuflect.
What is that?
You know what genuflect is? You know what the sign of the cross is, obviously.
What you were just doing?
Yeah, you know, like... Yeah, genuflect is you'd walk up to the pew, and let's see if my knees can handle this. I just was squatting like crazy yesterday, brother. But, you know, you kneel down next to the pew, and you do the...
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the thing with you Catholics, man. You guys get up and down too much in church.
Yeah, it's terrible on people's knees.
It'd be like a Baptist. We stand up and sing a little bit, break a little bread. See you guys at 12:30.
Well, we got to hit this break here. Enough about Catholicism.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling through the middle of the 5 o'clock rush hour, and there are some accidents that's going to slow you down this afternoon. We have one on the Eastern Boulevard at Arbor Station Road, so be careful there. We also still see police working an accident 85 southbound in Ann Street, and we have the accident right inside East Chase right off of Taylor Road on East Chase Parkway, so be careful there. Traffic's real busy this afternoon. It always is on a Friday afternoon. Keep your eyes open, watch the traffic around you, and be prepared to slow down at any time. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems. They keep your pet safe and at home and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
They don't sign the art they create at Montgomery Paint and Body, but I'll tell you what, when you go back to MPB after they've had your car following an accident, and that rollout moment comes, wow. You may not even recognize your car. I know people that's happened to. Everybody on the morning show has been to MPB and walked away with that jaw-dropping, I can't believe how great my car looks, experience. That's what they do. The Turner family for 30 years, they take each and every situation very, very personally. You pay those premiums. You should decide who gets to fix your vehicle. I can tell you, without hesitation, the best place to do that is Montgomery Paint and Body. No shortcuts, no games. They will not participate in any of that because they want each and every outcome to be one that people will brag on. And that's a pretty simple thing, okay? So remember, the next time you need, whether it's a simple fender repair or something a little more complicated, take your car to MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body, on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W. Montgomery Paint and Body, the gold standard in automobile body repair in the River Region.
From Granger Thagard Real Estate Auctioneers comes an absolute estate auction in the River Region, strategically located near the Tallapoosa River south of Wetumpka and above Montgomery's Northern Bypass. Both commercial and residential sites are offered. Commercial lots in a business park, acreage on US 231, and residential lots with frontage on two sides are all offered absolute to the highest bidders on Wednesday, September 11th at the Hampton Inn, Wetumpka. See our website at gtauctions.com for more information. Auction is presented by Granger Thagard and Associates, Inc. Jack F. Granger, CAI 873.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Labor Day savings at the Home Depot. Get the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallon buckets of paints and stains. Like Behr Premium Plus Interior, rated number one in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power. Now starting at $14.98 after rebate for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through September 8th via online or mail-in rebate. Limit 25 gallons per household. U.S. only. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. State officials will be taking a closer look at the election process in Montgomery's upcoming runoff on October 8th. You may remember in last week's mayoral race, it took at least an hour and a half before numbers were released. Secretary of State John Merrill says a team of individuals will go to the 46 polling sites in the city of Montgomery and will monitor the elections process for the runoff. Montgomery police have launched a homicide investigation after a deadly shooting at a downtown McDonald's. The shooting happened just after 10 last night in the 2200 block of Madison Avenue. Police tell us 20-year-old Tyreek Moon was shot and pronounced dead at the scene. No word on what led to the shooting and no arrests have been made so far. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. The new Spring Hill Suites opens today. The hotel is a $14 million project that transformed the old Bishop Parker building across from Riverwalk Stadium in downtown Montgomery. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our rain prospects for the next few days, not very good. In fact, the intense heat continues through the early part of next week at least. For tonight, clear skies, overnight low temperature 71. Tomorrow and Sunday, with a high temperature near 100 both days, the rain chances are 10% at best. Lows at night in the low 70s. And then by Monday and Tuesday, well, the high temperature Monday, 100, upper 90s Tuesday, with widely scattered storms returning on Monday, Tuesday, and probably Wednesday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey.
Welcome back to Happy Hour. Eddie Vader's here.
Yep.
Seth Spotlow's here. Woo. Joey Clark's been here all week filling in for Greg. And look who it is, ladies and gentlemen.
What the cat?
Radio herpes.
What
I'm
the
just
cat dragged in.
Mm-hmm.
The cul-de-sac is in the house.
How you doing, Southern Wood?
Come on, man. Cul-de-sac?
You're smiling.
Look, you're catching up rapidly.
Yes,
there,
I am.
Baldy.
Yep.
Hey, Joey. How's your hair doing today?
Should I let it down somewhere?
I wish you would.
Yeah, okay. I'll let my long locks flow here a little
boy,
bit.
You're gonna have some
I hate you, Eddie.
I hate
you.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to have to brush my hair. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't often talk about this on air, but I'm happy to do it now. 84, I mean, you know, you're not completely bald. You're not like Mr. Clean or anything.
He's got
a few up there. Like,
how would you describe your hair pattern?
My hair pattern?
Sparse? Yeah. Sparse?
I can do that in one word.
Yeah.
Lacking.
right. And because your hair is lacking, and because I know I'm off mic, but I'm trying to find something here.
Because your hair is,
now,
is lacking.
If you would like for me to describe it in three words, I can do it that way as well.
I got two for you. Mm-hmm. Homer Simpson.
Oh, look at this.
That's like, two. Three is grown and sexy.
I got a new
I got a new paddle brush.
Oh, sweet.
And I like to stroke my hair when ever 84 Southern Wood is in the studio. Mm-hmm. It's just like...
Oh.
Feels so good.
Apparently that's not all you're stroking over there, Joey. Wow.
No, it feels good. Like I'm all...
You're calling the wrong guy the hammer.
Let's bring Debbie on. Hey, Debbie, isn't it true if you've had your hair up all day and you brush your hair at the end of the day, it feels really good?
Oh, yes. I told you.
I'm going to go stroke my
hair. Hey, listen, when I pull my hair down, baby, I shake it first, then I take my fingers and I run it through my hair, and then after that, I might get the brush out after it. Mm. Oh, yes. It's just as good as pulling shoes off.
Now, I will say this. I have met Debbie.
Yeah.
And unless she has changed her hairstyle, which I doubt she has, Debbie has some really good looking hair. She really does. Yeah.
But look at him. Do you see?
Hey, honey, I'd let you have the hair that keeps falling out by the handfuls, but I still got plenty.
Look, I have invented a tool to pull this hair. I have three daughters and a wife that shed like freaking golden retrievers.
Yes.
And it's like every 2 weeks I am pulling something that looks somewhat like a dead squirrel out of the shower drain.
I can attest to this as well.
But I was going to say, Joey, you're on a kick now. When you're talking about the weather, history is everything. Mm-hmm. Just look back in history. I mean, don't we have sea fossils in our desert right here in the United States? Yes. Mm-hmm. Wasn't the Grand Canyon filled to the top with water at one time? Yeah.
Yes.
What about the Bering Straits? Weren't they froze over to where we could just walk across from one continent to another? Yeah.
That's a theory.
I mean... Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, we're not going to get into theories. I'm just going to throw it out as...
I'm not going to argue the fact that they were frozen over where you could walk across, but it's a theory that that is how that people migrated into what we now call the United States of America.
There's also another theory where they rode it on Pegasus.
But I like that they walked across, sounds a lot more logical. I want the dragon that breathes fire myself because it sounded real cold back then.
They were around during the Dark Ages.
I appreciate it, Debbie. You're right. We got to learn from our history so we can understand the future a little better.
I'm telling you, if y'all think... Seriously.
It was a stegosis.
I mean, this is everybody listening and the three of y'all in this room. If y'all think that the stories of the knight going out to slay the dragon is not about
literal dragons,
literally killing what we would now classify as dinosaurs, you have lost your mind.
Probably be like a pterodactyl or something like that.
Then how in the world did we come up with like Star Wars?
What do you mean?
Like, people could look back at our history.
There have always been like, mushrooms.
Look at them. They were coming up with stories about slaying, like, Jedi wizards and Sith lords. And,
I mean, they're robbing, from the truth.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, and it's going to happen again. And I don't know how weird you want to get there, brother.
Hey, did you...
Sibling.
Yeah, I mean, we can get into fire-breathing dragons if you like.
Well, I didn't know we had AOC's brother in here next to me.
The future's coming. We're doomed. Yeah. Eddie Bader got some jokes tonight. I'm just saying, you ain't never getting your cooler back, Eddie.
We'll settle this off air. We got to hit another break. You're listening to the closing moments of Happy Hour, and following this, it's going to get real weird. The Joey Clark Radio Hour on a Friday night with a packed house. I think we're going to do question time.
You got the freaking Hall of Fame here. How can it not get weird?
Right. There you go.
It's
going to be fantastic. And I think also Brandon's coming by because it's his birthday today.
Happy birthday.
So happy birthday. God's gift.
God's gift. So we'll be right back, folks.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
As we roll on through the rest of the 5 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic has a look around the river region, and we see an accident on the Eastern Boulevard. It is near Vaughn Road, right in front of Chick-fil-A, so be careful there. Emergency units are there responding to the accident with injury. There's also an accident on the South Boulevard, right near McDonald's, so be careful. It's blocking traffic in both directions there. There's a couple of accidents on I-85 southbound near Ann Street, and traffic is backing up towards the boulevard on I-85. Once you make it over to I-65, everything looks pretty good. We don't see any big problems there. The 31s are all rolling smooth this afternoon, so let's be careful and get our weekend started safely. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com. Hit the big button and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax? Over $72 million in state taxes is what GreenTrack, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, GreenTrack will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of Alabama. Now GreenTrack and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Greene County, creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back, I'm sitting with Norm MacDonald, and now, not all your material comes from the news. Is that right?
You know, no, some of my material comes, my strongest material comes from real life.
Real life?
Like, for instance, today I was driving in a car. Mm-hmm. You were kind enough to bring a car to bring this old chunk of coal here to the studio.
We send cars for our guests, yes.
Yeah, so I got in it, and I get material that way. So my driver.
What do you mean? How do you get material that way? You get in the car, and what happens?
My driver tells me a joke.
The driver we sent to pick you up told you a joke.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell it now on the show.
Yeah, that's how I get a lot of my material.
Okay. Why don't we just have him on next time?
Wait till you hear me do it. So the guy, he goes, I'll be the guy.
Okay.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office. Right?
You are correct. A moth goes into a podiatrist's office, mm-hmm. And the podiatrist's office says, "What's the problem?" And the moth says, "What's the problem? Where do I begin, man?" He goes, "I go to work for Gregory Alinovich, and all day long I work." Honestly, Doc, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. I don't even know if Gregory Alinovich knows. He only knows that he has power over me, and that seems to bring him happiness. But I don't know. I wake up in a malaise, and I walk here and there. The podiatrist says, "Oh, yeah?" And the moth goes, "Yes." And he goes, "At night, I sometimes wake up, and I turn to some old lady in my bed that's on my arm. A lady that I once loved, Doc. I don't know where to turn to. My youngest, Alexandria. She fell in the cold of last year. Mm-hmm. The cold took her down as it did many of us. And my other boy." And this is the hardest pill to swallow, Doc. My other boy, Gregorio Ivanilidovich. I no longer love him. As much as it pains me to say, when I look in his eyes, all I see is the same cowardice that I catch when I take a glimpse of my own face in the mirror. If only the cowardice was stronger, then perhaps I could bring myself to reach over to that cocked and loaded gun that lays on the bedside behind me. And end this hellish facade once
and for all. How long a drive was this? Do you live in the valley? Where do you live? Please, sorry.
He says, Doc, sometimes I feel like a spider, even though I'm a moth, just barely hanging on to my web with an everlasting fire underneath me. I'm not feeling good. And so the doctor says, Moth, man, you're troubled. But you should be seeing a psychiatrist. Why on earth did you come here? And then the moth said, because the light was on.
My congratulations to anyone who stuck it through to the end.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings for portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning. You can trust Formal Outings.
As we roll on through the rest of the 5 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic has a look around the river region, and we see an accident on the Eastern Boulevard. It is near Vaughn Road, right in front of Chick-fil-A, so be careful there. Emergency units are there responding to the accident with injury. There's also an accident on the South Boulevard, right near McDonald's, so be careful. It's blocking traffic in both directions there. There's a couple of accidents on I-85 southbound near Ann Street, and traffic is backing up towards the boulevard on I-85. Once you make it over to I-65, everything looks pretty good. We don't see any big problems there. The 31s are all rolling smooth this afternoon, so let's be careful and get our weekend started safely. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com. Hit the big button and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey.
Well, we're coming to the closing moments of Happy Hour, and I'm feeling traditional today. I'm feeling very traditional indeed, so I think we should end this thing the way Greg likes to end it, with a little bit of Lindsey Buckingham and dancing across the USA. But that's not it for me. That's not it for what's happening in this studio. Ooh.
Oh, it's going to be huge.
Huge. Huge. Yeah.
I know I love Sharpies, but I swear I'm not the one who drew on the map at all. Like, I didn't do that. I don't know. And in fact, the fake news media, they were reporting that it was going to hit Alabama. But you know why it didn't hit Alabama? Because they probably passed that abortion law, and God's like, no, we're not going to hit Alabama. It's 4D chess, baby. It's 4D chess. Anyway.
Thank you for listening to Happy Hour. The Joey Clark Radio Hour, more of that brilliance, is coming up next.
Bigly. Went dancing across the USA.
Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.